Good morning. Welcome to Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul. My name is Don Luther of Nutrition House in Owen Sound, Ontario, Canada. We have partnered with the Salvation Army to bring you this hour of gospel music and spiritual encouragement. Now broadcast on three radio stations, 560 CFOS, 98.9 The Beach, and 104.9 The Beach. Our natural listening area includes Salvation Army Community Churches in Goderich, Listowel, Wingham, Hanover, Wyarton, Midland, Collingwood, and Owen Sound. We will be featuring local musical talent as well as popular favorites, including Anne Murray, John McDermott, and Elvis, and of course various Salvation Army choirs and bands. Thank you for joining with us today.
Thank you.
Good morning on this, the middle Sunday of July. This is one of the few months this year that has five Sundays, and I trust you'll find these days of worship, meditation, and relaxation to be good for your soul. We are now going to hear a beautiful selection, There Is a Redeemer.
When I stand in glory.
Our thanks to the Salvation Army musicians from Chicago for the preceding two selections. Now let's move across the Gulf of St. Lawrence in Canada to our home province of Newfoundland and Labrador as we hear from Harmony 4 Quartet from Corner Brook. The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my strength and my song. Song. He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord.
Helen will now share a familiar story from the Old Testament about the young boy Samuel. Major Evenden will be sharing with us about listening to God. Let's listen now as Helen reads how Samuel listened to God. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, and then verses 19 to 22.
The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word, and Samuel's word came to all Israel. And may the good Lord give us new insights and blessings as we read his precious holy word.
Thank you, Helen. A simple story with profound meaning. Let's absorb that truth into our daily lives. The King's Singers is an internationally renowned male sextet, that is, six men singers who are truly recognized for their superior vocal talents in popular, classical, and spiritual music. In fact, they recorded three CDs of Salvation Army vocal music. General Albert Osborne, poet laureate of the Salvation Army, was its worldwide leader after World War II. In keeping with our theme of listening to God, we will now feature In the Secret of Thy Presence, and I will read the words to that song as they were penned by General Osborne. In the secret of thy presence, where the pure in heart may dwell, are the springs of sacred service and a power that none can tell. There my love must bring its offering, there my heart must yield its praise, and the Lord will come revealing all the secrets of his ways. More than all my lips may utter, more than all I do or bring, is the depth of my devotion to my Savior, Lord, and King. Nothing less will keep me tender, nothing less will keep me true, nothing less will keep the fragrance and the bloom on all I do. Blessed Lord, to see thee truly, then to tell as I have seen, this shall rule my life supremely, this shall be the sacred gleam. Sealed again is all the sealing, pledged again my willing heart, first to know thee, then to serve thee, then to see thee as thou art.
And upon that none can. Thank you. Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul with Dawn and Helen Luther in Moments on the Beach.